G'day listeners, welcome to another episode of Matt and Tim's Road to Busso. G'day Tim.
G'day Matt.
Well Tim, can you believe it? We both completed the Busselton Ironman yesterday. How are you feeling?
Yeah, pretty good. I've felt pretty calm today. I'm feeling perhaps a little bloated on carbs.
Yeah, well, I'm not too surprised to hear that, Tim, given the number of gels you consumed yesterday. Do you remember exactly how many gels you ate throughout the race?
Probably close to 600, I think.
Right.
I'd seen someone else do the same thing just in front of me.
And did you eat anything else at all?
Bit of soft drink, a couple of sandwiches, a banana, a Turkish Delight, Cliff Bar, a whole packet of lollies, bottle of Prepped.
About five or six of them.
Gels, some Gatorade and some water.
Yeah, what a day. So, Tim, I thought we'd just jump right into the race review and chat about how the day went. Now, I recall at the start of the swim leg,
you were running a little bit late. I think you took off and had a warm-up run to the new wetsuit to the start line to get to your way.
Yeah, managed to squeeze my way through and get to a spot. And then, sure enough, as I was sort of standing there, saw Max Newman and Steve McKenna. So for those that have listened to the lead-up episodes to the race, we had a bit of a head-to-head wager, me versus the Lizard, Steve McKenna. We were, I think, the last starters by the time we'd actually finally met up. Yeah, so that was the first encounter.
Obviously, you started pretty close together. Did you try and keep an eye on them? Did you see them coming out of the water in transition, anything like that?
No, I didn't at all. My main intention was really just to try and, I was trying to hopefully start behind Steve McKenna and just know the gap so that I could figure it out later in the race. But I knew Steve McKenna could be ahead of me on the swim, but no, didn't sight him. And I think like just looking at his times, he definitely had a few minutes on me on the swim and he would have been well out of transition onto the bike probably. By the time I got into the transition area.
We've mentioned in previous podcasts that you usually try and eat a banana in the swim leg, which in the past has slowed you down significantly. Did you stick to your tradition of doing that or did you change your tactics at all for this race?
No, I knew where you were going with that line of questioning. That's why I was laughing. Yeah, I did stick to my tradition and I did have the banana that was part of my nutrition plan. All right, so do you want to move on to the bike now? Is that okay?
Yeah, let's talk through the bike leg.
Very good. Well, I reckon let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Overall, yeah, the ride went really well. I was looking for Steve McKenna at every one of the turnaround points. And it was about 70 k's in that I saw him because he yelled out at me something like, "You monster." And it was pretty funny when he yelled out at me, like I was just overtaking a lady and she said, is he yelling at you or is he yelling at me? So I assured her that he was yelling at me and that we were in a head-to-head race. And so he was a lot closer than I thought he was going to be. So he was probably, you know, only a few hundred metres ahead of me at that stage. And so I'd obviously ridden a fair bit of time into him in the first, that first 70 Ks. And I think looking at our time, so at 90 Ks, I went through 90 Ks at 2.5 hours. So I was flying really. That was, well ahead of, my sort of expected pace. And I did drop off in the next 90 Ks, but I'd put 6 minutes into Steve McKenna in that first 90 Ks. So, I could see in the second lap that he was starting to get away from me a little bit, but I just wanted to make sure that gap didn't get too big. And I sort of wanted to make sure I was within 10 minutes was what I had in mind, because I figured I could overcome 10 minutes on the run.
And so moving on to the run leg, Tim, how did it all pan out?
Yeah, well, look, overall, like you, I felt Steve McKenna was slow. And I do think that was in part due to the conditions. And so I wound up overtaking him down the finish line. And yeah, it was pretty pretty satisfying.